All right, everyone, buckle up. We're diving headfirst into the intricate world of trading today.
That's right.
Taking a look at the core principles that make this whole thing tick. We're going to break it down, pull out the good stuff from your source material.
Yeah, getting those foundational pieces in place is so important.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy to add some context. Color.
Yeah.
Help make sure it all makes sense. Clicks.
Love it.
Yeah.
So jumping right in, the first thing our source tackles is this idea of balancing risk and reward.
Right.
Which I always find kind of funny because it really is this constant back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, more like a dance than a tug of war, really.
Right.
Because every time, every single trade involves this understanding of how much you're willing to put on the line versus what you could potentially gain. And it's not just about like a single trade here or there. This sets the whole tone, right? It's your whole approach to trading. So thinking about your own goals.
Yes.
How does this idea kind of resonate with you?
That's a fantastic question. I think it's about finding that sweet spot, finding that balance.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of interesting things to think about, the source also talks about probabilities.
Yeah.
Which always gets me. Because it's basically saying, you know, trading relies on making, I don't want to say just guesses.
Educated guesses?
Educated guesses, yeah. Like when I use my weather app to see if I need an umbrella.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about informed decision making, right? So your source talks about using things like Bollinger Bands. Now, these are basically just ways to look at price movements and volatility, which can be super useful if you're watching, say, that that new tech company everyone's talking about. See if it's a good time to buy or sell. So you're using past data to see what's more like, not guaranteed, but more likely to happen.
Right. But what happens when those odds, those probabilities change mid-trade, which leads perfectly into the next point from our source. Knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold them.
Oh, yeah. That's the tough one, isn't it? Because it requires keeping a cool head.
Oh, absolutely.
Not getting swept up in the moment. Remember all the hype a while back around those electric vehicle stocks? Some people held on tight, some panicked and sold. It just highlights how crucial emotional discipline is in all of this. So I'm curious, how would you approach a situation like that, weighing those gains and losses in the heat of the moment?
That's a great question. It really emphasizes how much of all of this is psychological.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of psychology, that kind of ties into our source's final point, which really resonated with me.
Okay.
It's knowing when to essentially cash in your chips.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to get caught up, you know, like let those profits run wild. But that's not always the best strategy.
Right, right. Greed can definitely be a trap in trading, can it?
Exactly.
But the key takeaway, I think, is that locking in your profits really comes down to having that solid strategy we were talking about, right? And sticking to it. Mm-hmm. Your source mentions setting stop loss orders, for example. So that's when you basically set a certain price point where your stock will automatically sell to to protect you from losing more.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Yeah, there are definitely tools and techniques to help manage that risk.
That's good to know. We've covered so much ground. It's incredible.
Yeah.
From risk and reward to probabilities to knowing when to hold or fold. I feel like we just scratched the surface, though.
Well, that's the thing about trading, right? Always more to learn, but that's part of what makes it so fascinating.
Totally.
Think about how much the trading landscape might change, say, as technology evolves. Algorithms, artificial intelligence, all of that. Could we get to a point where those decisions are made purely based on data, removing the emotional aspect entirely?
That's a fascinating question to ponder.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what the future holds.
Exactly.
For all of us. And on that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
But keep those brains buzzing, folks, because there's always more to explore in the world of trading.